We're in Township 14 North Range, 25 West, 3 miles out of Pettigrew in southeastern Madison County in a funky large cabin with Arkansas native Vera McKenney. It's the family home on 35 acres, but also his base of operations for his company, Centerpoint Surveying. The survey office is filled with instruments, a CAD-enabled computer maps, and lots of field books. McKenney's been surveying north central Arkansas since 1975.
Newton County has deeper valleys, but Madison County has higher elevations. Yeah, the steeper land presents different challenges because all measurements in surveying are supposed to be considered level. So when you have to measure down or up a steep hill, you have to adjust your measurements.
Using trigonometry and a Nomad brand tripod-mounted total station data system, which he takes into the field. It records angles and measures up to several miles. He will then upload that data into his office computer to render the survey, which he prints out on his Hewlett-Packard plotter. But McKenney, who stands 6'1" with a long beard and worn wire-rimmed spectacles, looks like he's just arrived from the 19th century, and he has to search the record from that era in order to verify and build his 21st century surveys.
At the end of the War of 1812, the U.S. government was essentially broke, and they told a lot of the veterans, well, we'll give you land in lieu of money, but the land wasn't surveyed. So they had this rush of trying to get the land surveyed. And they first cut the land up into 6 mile squares, which were called townships. And then they later came back and cut those into 1 mile squares, which are called sections. And corners were set at the every mile on those sections and every half mile in between. And that's what we have to try to find evidence of to establish our surveys. We have to base our surveys on those original corners, we call them, from the 1800s. And when they set their corners, they would mark trees that they call witness trees with blazing, and they would actually carve the numbers of the sections and townships into the tree. And then there was a county surveyor's office established in every county, and they were supposed to maintain these corners and perpetuate them, but those duties were largely ignored for years. And a lot of that evidence is gone.
Deeds and county records help to recover lost bearings. Surveying is serious business, like the law and journalism for that matter. Every successive survey eventually becomes permanent public record.
I found this anecdote from the original survey notes. And just as an example of some of the things they had to put up with back then, he wrote in his notes, had to camp out without provisions, blankets, or fire in consequence of my pack horsemen having to go so far from the line to get around desperate bluffs that we were unable to find him. In many places where I'm obligated to descend or go down so steep that I have to let my horses down by holding on to ropes fastened to the packs, and other places where that is impassable and have to dispense with the horses and to carry the packs on our backs. This evening the weather is fair, and I hope to have an opportunity to take the variation tonight. And the variation they refer to there is, at night they would adjust their survey compass to the North Star to make sure that it was in adjustment.
The largest project McKenney's ever surveyed was up in Carroll County, a 4,500-acre parcel on the Kings River. It took months to complete. Today's job's a remote 20-acre parcel and will take several days to finish up. McKenney stops every few thousand feet to drag fallen trees off the road. He doesn't advertise his trade, has no website. He gets business through word of mouth. He and his crew prefer to work in the woods.
Oh, my name is Curtis Epley, Centerpoint Survey. Rock there.
Almost at the top, so
should be flagging.
Seeing a flag in my
corner we set the other day right up there. And point you set.
There, oh yeah, there it is.
On the line, right down there.
Where else would you want to be right now? Oh, I'm sharpening my machete. For going through the brush. We have to chop a line through the woods.
We were here previously. We established this point on the line from the last corner we set. And now we're going to set up on that point and continue north to set the northwest corner of this 20 acres. We set permanent marks at each corner of the property, and in between the corners, we set these 30-penny nails. They're a line of sight point just for a place to occupy the instrument. You can't always see from one corner to the next, so we have to set intermediate points in order to establish the line of sight.
Now, where's Curtis?
Where is Curtis?
He's up the hill on the bench, checking yesterday's boundary. A deer hunter blasts his shotgun in the distance. We're all wearing orange vests. McKenny clears a level spot, then fixes the total station on the tripod.
Originally, they had to be mounted on top of the transit. And when they developed the technology of putting the distance meter and the transit into one instrument, they called them a total station because it had everything. And I'm now going to sight on the last point we set the last day that we were here. It's called a back sight. Okay, I got it.
Curtis chops his way with the machete, clearing the line of sight. This forest has been logged at least 3 times. He stands and holds a plumb bob containing a prism, which interacts with a laser from the total station through which McKenny is peering. The last time this parcel was surveyed was 40 years ago.
And we found some evidence of it. There was some blazes with old yellow paint on the trees. Rest. That's one of our biggest challenges, is that there were so many inaccurate surveys done in the past. And then deeds were written from those surveys. And the deed is a record of a person's property, the legal description of what they own. So if the survey of the property was inaccurate, then the deed is inaccurate, which is the record we have to go by. Curtis, I need a double on that angle.
Today, they'll eventually measure 2 and set the northwest corner, sinking a piece of rebar and fixing a metal cap on it embossed with the company ID.
Oh, I love this work. I've stuck with it for over 30 years. It's been a real reliable income, and I get to be outdoors. I enjoy the math. I enjoy helping people find their land. We're going to turn west the setup. Yeah, that's true line, but we're going to have to turn west of that tree in order to see all the way.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to shoot right through there, Curtis.
And centuries from now, some futuristic surveyor using technology we cannot even imagine will study the old McKenny records to get a clear lay of the land. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
So I'm going to set a stakeout nail here.
10-4. Rest. And that is 57 feet lower than this elevation. 377.821. We want to go 378.87, so it's 1.05 further. Okay, Curtis, go 1.05 further.
1.05 away from you.
Move away from me, 1.05, yeah.